The Pascal Siakam trade rumors are escalating once again, as seems to be the case whenever the Raptors go through a down stretch in their season. So we'll break down what the latest reports are, whether or not a deal could actually happen at this point, and also Charles Barkley calling out the Toronto Raptors saying it's time to blow it up. So lots of stuff to break down in this video. Without further ado, let's jump to the first topic of discussion, because we got to dive into the Siakam trade reports happening once again. Now, I know a lot of Raptors fans have heard a lot of Siakam trade reports, rumors, chatter, whatever the heck it's been over the past couple of seasons, since really the Tampa year where things didn't really got derailed for the Toronto Raptors, so to speak. Pascal Siakam has been at the brunt of a lot of Toronto Raptors trade rumors, and I get it. I feel it too. A lot of Raptors fans are sort of sick of everything that's going on now at this point, and a familiar team is back in sort of the report mill, as Mike Scotto has come out and said that the Atlanta Hawks are once again monitoring Pascal Siakam for a potential trade. Now, if you weren't following the Raptors, you blocked everything out, you tuned everything out over the offseason, the Atlanta Hawks apparently were very close to making a deal with the Toronto Raptors for Pascal Siakam, much to my dismay, because I did not want to see the potential package that the Atlanta Hawks had to offer, was rumored to be on the table over the course of this summer, you know, potentially come back for the Toronto Raptors if we're dealing away our top star. But the unfortunate thing is for the Toronto Raptors is Pascal Siakam is an unrestricted free agent come the end of offseason, and the Raptors haven't extended him. He's going to command big money out there on the open market. So, and he's also unwilling to sign an extension immediately with a team as he gets traded, which would give them the assurances to give up more assets, more sort of a fruitful package for the Toronto Raptors if they were willing to deal him. So that's unfortunate news there for the Toronto Raptors, because it means the packages we're going to receive for a guy in Pascal Siakam that, you know, last season averaged 24 points per game, put up close to all NBA numbers, especially at the start of the season, we're not going to get much value there for him on the open market. And the Atlanta Hawks definitely seem to be the team that has registered the most interest. And looking at their roster, they have some interesting players. DeJounte Murray just signed an extension. There were a few rumors about him, you know, over the offseason about potentially getting him for Siakam. That doesn't seem to be the case now at this point. Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, the team wouldn't end up dealing for Pascal Siakam if they dealt away one of their top guys. So we're just going to rule those players out. But let's look at the rest of the Atlanta Hawks roster, because Kobe Bufkin is a guy that was rumored to be in a lot of those packages over the summer, the selling point, the tipping point that didn't let a deal go through. And so far in his rookie season, again, you don't want to gauge young players too much, but basically Kobe Bufkin has played two games, averaged 2 minutes per game, averaged 0.5 points a night. This is not a guy that should be a needle mover, should be an adjuster in a package. It'd be cool if we got him, but again, we have so many guys on this Raptors roster here at this point right now. I don't even know if Kobe Bufkin makes sense. Maybe I'm underestimating him because he hasn't played that much. It was a lottery pick and all that type of stuff. But, you know, Kobe Bufkin is a guy that was supposed to be the needle mover. As the season has gone along, he hasn't really had that much of an impact. But, you know, you look at other players at the top of the roster. Bogdanović, again, not a player that the Raptors would be so interested in if we're dealing away for Pascal Siakam. But again, you need to make the money work. But DeAndre Hunter is a piece. He's played 17 games this year, averaged 15 points per game, 4 rebounds, 1.4 assists. It's a player that, given the contract situation for the Atlanta Hawks, would likely have to be in a deal. Making $20 million a year, have to match that sort of 30-ish, 40-ish million dollar per range for Pascal Siakam. So, you know, DeAndre Hunter would likely be a piece that comes back. It was well noted. He deleted everything from his Instagram, all that type of stuff over the course of the offseason. So, you know, DeAndre Hunter's a player we could expect back if a deal were to go down. But other pieces to really look at are Clint Capella could also be salary filler. But the pieces that would really be value turners, or at least, you know, a little bit encouraging, a little bit of potential for the Toronto Raptors if they were to make this move, you know, get some value back, is one, Onyeka Okongwu, who this season hasn't taken the lead. People were expecting him to take a jump last year, but Clint Capella seemed to have stunt the growth. But 9 points per game, you know, only, you know, in his 22 minutes of action, not too many runs, averages 7 rebounds, 1.4 assists, and then close to a block a night. Okongwu is definitely a solid player, but is on a serious contract. Looking at his deal, you know, $8 million this year, but then goes up to $14, $15, $16, $17 million per season, you know, going to next year. And for a backup big, that's sort of what he's been indicated. He sort of fits the Precious Achiuwa, Chris Boucher mold. A little bit of an undersized center, even though he's a bit broader, you know, can play that position. It's not a guy that personally, I think has earned, or maybe he's earned it, but hasn't lived up to that bigger extension that is coming, you know, in the coming years. So Kongwu is not a guy I'm that interested in, but, you know, we'll see. Masai Ujiri loves sort of the undersized bigs that are athletic, that can potentially block shots, that have a lot of upside, but, you know, he's a piece there. But the guy that I would most be intrigued by is Jalen Johnson, who this year is averaging 14 points per game, 6 rebounds, and or 7 rebounds, goodness gracious, 2.4 assists, 1.1 steals, is a long, wiry athlete, and it's a guy that's really taken the leap this year. Basically, if you look at his sort of growth over the course of his seasons with the Atlanta Hawks, went from 2 points per game, 5.6 points per game, to, you know, 14 points per game. A massive jump, probably in the running for most improved player. The three-point percentage really took a leap. The free throw percentage, you know, his jump shooting in general really took a jump from his previous year last season. So Jalen Johnson is a piece that could be a legitimate asset in the Raptors' potential trade package. So, you know, if he's a guy that's, you know, if we're making a Pascal Siakam trade to the Atlanta Hawks, Jalen Johnson is a player that I would need to be in that deal, because Atlanta Hawks also dealt away a bunch of their first round picks to the Spurs. Maybe you get some futures, you know, out there in the long run, but I'm not that that intrigued by the draft capital or a lot of the young guys on the Atlanta. Besides Jalen Johnson, maybe you buy low on a Kobe Bufkin, and you get a sort of a DeAndre Hunter to see maybe you can get more out of him on the Toronto Raptors roster. But again, nothing too crazy from the Atlanta Hawks that really tickles me pink, gets me excited, gets me eager to make a deal to go down. So let me know what you guys think about the assets the Atlanta Hawks have if a deal were to happen. But let's also dive into what Charles Barkley had to say regarding the Toronto Raptors, because he called out the team after another brutal loss last night to the Brooklyn Nets. And the Raptors seem to have been turning things around a little bit as of late, you know, competing, bringing more energy, just definitely from the eye test, you know, before this Brooklyn Nets game, the team definitely looked better. You know, Malachi Flynn stepped up. A couple guys on the bench were playing a little bit nicer. But last night, even though we had a lead early on, just a disheartening finish against, again, a team that really should be, you know, on our radar, should be a team we wake up for and play from start to finish against the Brooklyn Nets, still in the middle of the pack of the Eastern Conference. There's no sure thing that the Raptors season is completely over. We should sort of throw it out. But Charles Barkley basically came out and said, it's time to blow it up. The Raptors are mediocre right now. It's not the place you want to be. So, you know, Charles Barkley, who's a Raptors fan, or at least loves the city of Toronto, always talks about it as one of its favorite cities, including Chicago. I mean, it sucks. It sucks. He's sort of echoing the sentiments of what a lot of Toronto Raptors fans are feeling right now. And to blow it up, I mean, it's tough because we have guys like Scottie Barnes and OG Anunoby who, if two of those guys are on the roster, it's unlikely we'd completely bottom out as long as we had a competent sort of team around us. But we also have guys like Pascal, Jakob Poeltl, Gary Trent Jr., Dennis Schroeder, pieces that could have some trade value, might not potentially, I don't know. But the fact that we don't have our draft pick for this season is very disheartening. It's very sort of puts us in a really tight spot because we would really have to blow it up, tank to the bottom of the standings if we want to make it worth it. And apparently this draft class isn't that great either. I don't know. The Raptors are still in a precarious position. They haven't been able to sort of lean one way or the other, but Charles Barkley's calling to blow it up. We have rumors, you know, the echoings, the reports that Siakam potential, at least teams are eyeing Pascal Siakam. The Kings were also another team mentioned, you know, in previous reports. I don't know what's going to happen with this Toronto Raptors team, but we'll definitely have you covered on all the latest Toronto Raptors news here at the Raptors Digest. So subscribe to the channel if you guys haven't already. Anyways, I'm signing out. Cheers.